السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The slaughter and starvation of Gaza's children will not end through the plans of those responsible for the genocide, but only through the mobilization of the Muslim armies. Over the past 2 years, the people of Gaza have been subjected to relentless bombardment, a brutal siege, and the most heinous, horrendous crimes by the murderous Jewish entity, of which women and children have been the main victims. 65,000 have been slaughtered, including over 20,000 children, equivalent to around 30 children killed every day. Children have been deliberately gunned down by the Jewish snipers or drone fire in the streets, or even when seeking food at aid centers, which have become quote-unquote death traps for the starving. According to Save the Children, children have been killed or injured in more than half of the fatal attack at food distribution sites in Gaza within 4 weeks of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation starting its operations. The relentless attacks by Jewish forces have also created over 21,000 disabled children. Gaza has now become home to the highest number of child amputees per capita than anywhere else in the world. And according to UNICEF, Gaza's malnutrition crisis has reached catastrophic levels, with a 500% increase in acutely malnourished children since the start of the year, and the entire child population under 5, more than 320,000 children at risk of acute malnutrition, with more than 150 children having perished from starvation. And yet now, those same Western colonial governments who were complicit in this genocide through their funding, arming and support of the Jewish entity are presenting their plans for the future of Gaza as if they are peacemakers, dictating to the Palestinians how to govern their land, as if it belongs to these colonial powers. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption in the earth, they say, we are only peacemakers. Indeed, it is they who are the corruptors, but they fail to perceive it. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 11 to 12. Whether it is Trump's plan that seeks to create a new form of occupation in Gaza, handing it over to America, or whether it is the recognition of a meaningless, illusionary Palestinian state by Britain, France, and other Western states within a two-state solution, these plans seek only to provide a lifeline to the Jewish entity to preserve, protect, and strengthen it, and offer nothing good for Palestinians. What good can ever come from those who helped establish the Jewish entity and nourished it and served as a supporter and shield to its crimes? What do their plans offer except a false sense of respite until the bloodbath resumes? Furthermore, it is blatantly clear that the Jewish entity will not end its war of extermination of the Palestinians until it achieves its ultimate goal of establishing a quote-unquote greater Israel. Therefore, there is no end to this genocide and repeated Nakba until the occupation is uprooted from every inch of Palestine. This will not only be achieved by the mobilization of the Muslim armies upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated to defend the Muslims and liberate our lands. So, we say to our brothers in the Muslim armies, what is it that you are waiting for before you respond to the command of your Rabb to protect your ummah and to rid it of this cancerous occupation permanently? What excuse will you offer your Lord for failing to defend the Muslims and the sanctity of Al-Aqsa and the blessed land? It is upon you, and you alone, to confront the Jewish entity and liberate the land of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. So act now to remove these treacherous rulers who serve as a frontline defense of the occupation and who now rejoice in Trump's malicious plan. Establish the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, based upon the method of the prophethood immediately, which alone is capable of ending this genocide against your ummah for good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
And what reason have you not to fight in the way of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women, and children, who say, Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. Appoint for us a savior. Appoint for us a helper. All by your grace. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 75. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.